And I sent you an article today. Was it like the best article you ever read in your life?
Well, it was a phenomenal article.
No, it wasn't. I didn't even read it because I threw up in my mouth when I read it.
It proved my point. So Dave Dombrowski, Red Sox president or baseball president of baseball operations, he was told by upper-level management that he was not allowed at the trade deadline to trade his top prospects.
Now, who's upper-level manager? I thought he's the...
I mean, Sam Kennedy is above him, and he just got a five-year deal.
Well, I don't know why they would have
John Henry...
I don't know why they would have told him that, but yeah, go ahead.
So basically, bottom line is this. They told Dave Dombrowski, you're not allowed to deal your top prospects. You look at what Dave Dombrowski's already traded away. He's traded away in his tenure a ton of top 10 prospects. He traded away Manuel Margot. He got him traded him away for Craig Kimbrell. He just won, like, Rookie of the Week with the Padres.
You can't give me that. You can't. That's not fair.
Why?
You got Craig Kimbrell in return.
I'm just saying.
So what, you're acting like you want to reverse it? I'll give you a chance to reverse it. You want to reverse it?
They gave away Manuel Margot. They gave away Anderson Espinosa for Drew Pomeranz. They gave away Moncada and Michael Kopech for Chris Sale. They gave away a bunch of prospects in the Tyler Corbin deal.
Any of those guys you wish
deal.
You had back? Any of those trades that you wish you had?
Well, at this moment, yeah, you wish you hadn't made the Thornburg trade because then you'd have Travis Shaw. You wouldn't have a problem at third base that you had
coming in.
That's
because of the injury. You can't.
Well, Sandoval, you would.
Well, that's not fair. No, I meant like a trade that just didn't go well.
Okay, I wish that I had back the Tyler Thornburg trade. But this is what I'm saying. Teams value their farm system. They're starting to value their farm system more than they have ever before, especially in big marketplaces. The Red Sox. They devalued their farm system when they traded away all these pieces. You can't leave the cupboard bare because you want to leave the cupboard bare.
Yes.
And if the cupboard gets bare and you don't win, you know what you end up with? You end up with what the Yankees were just a few years ago.
We thought that this year, Brady, but they changed around things real quick. And two, what your goal is to win a World Series, okay? These guys that you're bringing up, these AAA, AA guys, are going to help me maybe 5 years. The window is only open now. Are we upset of what the Red Sox are in first place? It's win now. It's win now, Brady. I don't care about 5 years down the road.
But see, the reason why the Yankees changed it up is because they had that influx of young talent that they held on to. Aaron Judge is a prospect they kept. Gary Sanchez is a prospect that they kept. Clint Frazier, Gleyber Torres, these are prospects that they acquired and they are keeping and holding on to. The Yankees 4 years ago, when they were overpay, Mark Teixeira, CeCe Sabathia, Brian McCann, what were they? They were old and off injured and there was nowhere to turn in relief.
Well, they had the Teixeira contract.
Yeah, but that's what you want to turn the Red Sox into.
Well, I didn't say give to. I'm the one. I didn't want Price for $217 million. I didn't want Teixeira for the Yankees for. Where are they paying him all the money in the world?
They gave Teixeira $175
million. Jeez, that was a waste of money.
But then there's the other side of it. If you don't want to give out big money in free agency, then you want to develop your own prospects and keep them on the cheap as long as you can. And you need a farm system in order to be able to do that.
It's not one or the other. Look what Sale's making. You told me he was, what, a $12 million, $15 million a year pitcher? Give me some of that some more there.
Well, yeah, but you're not going to be able to sign him to that
well,
in 3 years.
No, I'll worry about that in 3 years from now. I'm not going to worry about that now, am I? I mean, geez, I can't worry about now and 3 years and keep the prospects and keep everybody happy. Give me a break here, Brady.
Do you have a problem with Red Sox management telling Dave Dombrowski that he can't these trades of top prospects? Get in on the text line. I want to hear, because I think a lot of people here, yes, they want to win, but the Red Sox they played their hand. They made their moves. They went out to get Thornburg. It hasn't worked out. They went out to get Sale. It's worked out. Awesome. Nunez, they went out and got on the.
How about if I told you they kept their prospects? But because they kept the prospects, they didn't get Yu Darvish. Or they didn't get, what was the catcher I liked from Texas?
Lucroy.
Or whoever. Or they didn't get, there was another pitcher that was up there. Or whoever it was, because they kept on their prospects. We don't know who they could have gotten. You could have said, oh my goodness, I didn't know he was up. Yeah, I would have loved him if that's all the Red Sox had to give up. But, you know, I don't know who they could have gotten. I don't know if there was anybody there.
The other thing that you're missing right now when you make this argument is that the Red Sox made their move. They made their big move in the offseason to get Sale. That's the guy they gave up the farm for. That's the guy they gave up a lot of the farm for. Okay, they didn't have the prospects in place to go and do it again. They couldn't get a Darvish. They didn't have the package in place because they've mortgaged so much the farm system already. And I'm sorry, the farm system, at least at the upper levels, at least at the close to the major league level, it matters. We're talking about Pedroia being on the DL.
Yeah.
Who do they have to go to?
Well, now
they got Nunez. Right, but right. Who did they have to go to 2 months ago when he was on the DL.
Let me ask you this.
Who did they have to go to when Sandoval was struggling? Nobody.
Let me ask you this, all right? You said, are you happy they didn't trade their prospects? So, and I don't know this for a fact, but and maybe this is an unfair analogy. I'd trade the top four or five prospects right now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 in the Red Sox organization if you tell me I could have Trout. Is that fair? Oh, no. Oh, look at your face now. You want some of Trout, though. You want some of him, huh?
Yes, I would take Trout, but the Red Sox already traded those guys. Well, Devers is the only one now that pretty much they haven't traded away. Well, and now you're going to say I won't trade him because he's up.
Well, Benintendi.
You're going to trade Benintendi?
You told me that Trout was the best ever.
Benintendi's no longer a prospect. If you're going to tell me, if you're going
to
tell me.
But I would have traded, I would have traded them when they were all prospects. That's the difference. If you would have told me, I can take Benintendi. Yeah, take Devers. Whoever. And I get Trout. Bingo. Let's do it, baby, now.
With Trout under contract for 4 or 5 more years like he is, then yes, I would do it too. But if you're going to tell me give up all that stuff for a rental player like you, Darvish,
okay,
then no.
I understand that. But you see, there are people, and I don't know, was Trout ever on the trading block? Do you think that's going to come up? Because I know there was talk about it. Heck, they Angels really aren't doing anything, so I don't know. Who knows if that was going to be a factor or not.